Good morning, Jorge.
Good morning.
You're in Orville for quite some time now, yes?
Yeah, I started coming pretty much about 2 years ago to Orville, and now I've been here for about a year and a half. So yeah, I think it's a little bit of time.
Where did you hear about Orville?
Really, I heard about Orville when I was living in Tiruvannamalai. And the main reason was at the store there in Tiruvannamalai, they would receive once a week bread from Orville. And everybody knew this, so everybody would go to the store as soon as the bread would arrive. So that's my first connection with Orville.
So out of love for the bread, you came here?
Exactly. I had to check out this bakery, and I had to come to Orville to see.
If they and, something
more. Yeah, well, of course I had heard about the mother, Aurobindo, and Orville itself. So not only the bread is what brought me here, but really getting to know the place and getting to know the people that were here also.
So when you arrived, you probably were looking for something, whatever, to do something or what you can do here?
No, when I arrived, well, the first time was to explore a little bit and to see what it was about. But then I realized after coming and going back to Tiruvannamalai, which is where I was staying at the time, I realized that doing work and being present, doing work, and basically what the mother was telling people, to come and not only do work, but do a spiritual work, was something that that I wanted to try. I felt that in Tiruvannamalai, sure, you're doing a lot of work, internal work, but I needed something more, I guess, physical, more connected with people, you know, and the community, you know, and the concept of Orville was quite strong for me to come and visit and try. Yeah.
So, beside the internal work with your spiritual progress, what have you found here to work with on a physical level?
Yeah, well, I think it's been amazing to see the different all the knowledge really that you have here in Orville, and how people have developed this knowledge, be it in whatever field that they may be doing. Some of it in dance therapy, some of it with astrology, some of it with engineering. You know, there's a broad array of you know, activities that you find in Orville, and I've found a lot of feedback and interest in different areas, in developing some engineering skills, developing some dance skills like tango, like astrology, dancing astrology, and, you know, a number of different things. And it's been quite interesting because I've discovered interests that I didn't expect to discover.
Really. What was that interest?
I mean, for example, dance astrology is something that is being done here in Orville, and it's also somatics is being done in Orville. And these are things that I had never heard about at all until I arrived. And once I arrived and I started going to some of these workshops, I discovered the benefits that you can get from the practices. Tai Chi also.
So what kind of benefit somebody get from dance astrology?
It's the same, similar to what you would get doing Tai Chi, the same that you get doing somatics. It's you connect with your body, but rather than being in a completely letting go and just moving, is you become aware of what's happening inside of you. So being able to be a little bit more internal in the practice. So I think that's, you know, that's the difference that you see from in the West. You go to a disco, dancing is one thing, but dancing here is really more of a, you know, it's a purifying experience.
Come to your passion, which is tango. Yes.
Yeah, you could You could say that for sure. It's I've been hooked on tango for about 10 years, and you could say that the first time that I went to a tango class, it was me and the teacher. There's nobody else.
Where was that?
This was actually in the U.S., in Washington, D.C. I was already planning to go to Buenos Aires for work, and I found somebody that was a teacher of tango, and I decided to go and check it out. So essentially what we did is he just taught me some steps, and I started trying to follow his instructions, and I felt like I was dancing on clouds. Just by myself. And that automatically attracted me, and of course the music was also a very strong connection that I had with the music. And then later on in Argentina, doing a lot of studying of not only working but also going and learning tango was quite an experience, and it's been ever since.
And since you come to Orville, you become a tango teacher, or you were a tango teacher before?
No, tango is more of a hobby that I've had, and it so happens that most of the places I've been at after having learned tango haven't had anybody to teach. So in the different places that I've lived, I've ended up either joining a group of people that were enjoying tango and started teaching there. So actually, teaching tango for me is something that just happens. I don't consider myself a professional teacher, but I enjoy sharing with people. And coming to Orville, you know, people asked me if I could teach, and it felt good to be able to share this passion. So I'm happy to do that.
In the interaction with Orovillians and guests and newcomers, is teaching here different in comparison to some other places? A response from the pupils?
I think it's very much the same as everywhere else. There's a lot of people hear tango and they go back in their memory bank and of at some point in time having watched the show demonstration of tango, and to them that is tango. Yeah, but the reality of it is tango is very much different from what you see on TV. That's a show. It has nothing to do with the dance, and the dance so the reaction of people is the same no matter where you go, in Orville or in Beijing or in New York. You know, most people will hear about tango and they have an idea, an image. But the reality is you have to come and try. And by trying, you will discover that tango is it's a very beautiful dance. It's a very simple dance in its core concept. But what happens is you have to come and learn and practice in order to really get into it. It's a challenge. It is a challenge for everybody.
Actually, what is tango? What
yeah.
kind of dance?
Well, you know, initially when you try it, it can be just any other dance. But as you get more advanced, you discover that it's a meditative experience. You're able to let go and connect with the music. You observe your reactions, your tension that maybe develops as you dance, and then you have to let go of a lot of this tension, and it becomes. Like what you could say, it feels like you're dancing ballet. It feels like you're floating on clouds. You know, you end up somewhere else. You know,
but it's also a sort of communication because you don't dance by yourself, as in ballet, for example.
Yeah, of course. I mean, the big difference is that you have to communicate and share a space with a partner. And to many people, and this happens all over the world, being able to communicate is difficult. We have our reactions to things, and so there's a tension build up, maybe you could say, in some cases. But it's great as a tool to help open up and communicate with people. And, you know, you face a lot of challenges when you dance, but as you dance more and more, those challenges start to dissipate, to disappear, to melt away. And then, it becomes something that's... you become one with your partner and the music. It's really three. You know, you're dancing with another, with a partner in front of you, but you're also dancing with the music. So it's a trio.
You've been teaching now for almost 2 years, year and a half, yes?
I've been teaching here in Oroville for close to 2 years at this point, yeah.
And the group is pretty stable and it's widening, yes?
Yeah, we have about, it varies a little bit, but there can be from 20 to 30 people coming to the Monday class. And I have a couple students that started basically 2 years ago or a year and a half ago. 2 years ago, I would come occasionally once every 2 months and gave a workshop and then would leave. But since I've been here for the last year and a half, I've been trying to do it regularly. So I think really, in reality, the students that have been with me the most have been actually dancing for at least a year and a half. And I think what's important is to make it regular, to make it a regular practice.
Besides the regular practice, 2 weeks ago you had a summer workshop, or at least part of it, yes?
Yeah, a lot of the students had come in and out. Some of them were a little bit more advanced than others. And it seemed clear that it would be good to go and begin a series of workshops. So I started a beginner's workshop 2 weeks ago. And we had about 20 students, which was quite nice. And actually, in the beginner's class, we had like some advanced dancers and beginners. But it's important to share, you know, the experiences that you get. So the advanced students were patient, were helping the beginners understand the concepts of the dance. And it helps the beginners be able to learn more quickly. It is definitely much easier to learn from somebody with experience than to struggle with another beginner. So that made the workshop really nice. And actually this weekend I have another workshop which is more advanced students. But I will continue throughout the rest of the year, probably have a workshop, maybe not every 2 weeks, but maybe once a month or once every other month.
Otherwise, your profession is what?
I'm an engineer and I work in wind energy. So I've been doing that for, renewable energy I've been doing for 20 years, but wind energy for about 10. So wind tends to be my main focus at this time. Solar energy, hydro also, whenever there's an opportunity. But here in Oroville, I'm working in the design of some small wind turbines for sites like Oroville, which have very low wind speeds, average wind speeds. So, yeah, that's part of the
one. So we got the chances to obtain the energy from wind here around?
Well, of course, you have a large wind turbine in the south of Tamil Nadu generating power for Oroville at this point, or actually two turbines. But there is a possibility to generate some wind energy. And you actually see around Oroville the mechanical water pumpers that have been here since the beginning of Oroville. And they've done a great service to Oroville by giving you water throughout the year. What I'm designing is for electrical generation, which requires higher wind speeds. But there's ways of doing, the design I'm doing is quite different than the standard design. And we'll see how it works. The prototype is being built as we speak, so I hope in a couple months have it running and testing, and we'll have to test for a while. to see how it performs.
But so if you're lucky, we'll have some electricity from that.
Yeah, I think you should be able to compensate if you have solar energy, for example. Having wind as part of your energy mix is a benefit. It will help your system, especially, for example, in the monsoon season when there's not much sun, there tends to be more wind. So wind energy would be a good addition to a solar system for sure.
Otherwise, your homeland or your home country is where?
I'm originally from Ecuador, from Quito in South America, so I guess I'm the first Ecuadorian in Auroville. I think there's a number of Latin Americans here, but there's not that many, but hopefully more will come.
Are you planning to join the Auroville to become a newcomer, or are you a newcomer maybe already?
Yeah, I'm going to start the process. It's taken a while because I haven't really gone back to Ecuador. I haven't been back in a while, but I plan to go back to Ecuador, and then I can start the newcomer process by getting the visa and all that. So yeah, I should be starting by the end of this year, the process.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.